We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Erie County legislator John Gilmore. I want to know right off the bat, gas tax has been, I mean, we've talked about gas tax, I think, as much as we talked about the Bill Stadium. I could be wrong. We know now it's going county by county. Where is Erie County on suspending that gas tax?
It's going to happen. It's just a matter of at what level it's going to be suspended at. There's been internal discussions of whether or not we're going to cap it at $3 or it's going to be capped at the minimum, which is $2.
And when you say how much right now, if I go to the gas pump and I'm paying $4.09 a gallon, how much of that is going to the county?
About 20 cents.
And now, you know, because we look
capped it at $3, the savings would be about 6 or 7 cents per gallon to the consumer. If we capped it at $2, which is the minimum by state law, it would be a savings of about 12 cents per gallon, and that's what I'm pushing for, and that's what I'm encouraging my colleagues to do.
And when you say cap it $2 or $3, is that the final purchase? What does that mean exactly?
So it means that they can only collect taxes on anything over that amount. So a few counties have already done it. A couple downstate counties have capped it over at $4, which is, I think, pretty high. I'm hoping that sometime this summer, gas prices go under $4 a gallon, which means there's no savings at all to the consumer. But if we cap it at $2, that means they can only tax up to the $2 level.
Okay.
At $4.09 a gallon, it'd be 12 to 13 cents savings per gallon gas.
Now, does the gas tax suspension seem to have approval across the board, and how much of that approval is on the $2 cap where you are?
I've had discussions with several of my colleagues. I think there's definitely a desire to cap it at some level. I don't know if there's enough votes to get it to $2. We're going to be voting on this. I'm anticipating Thursday, so I'm going to be working hard this entire week to get my colleagues to come with me and cap it at the minimum level of $2. So I do know that there will be some kind of cap, but at what level, I'm not sure. I'm hoping we can get it down to $2.
Now, you know, we dug into the state and, well, we didn't. I saw the Times Union did. Dug into how much of the gas tax from the state actually goes to infrastructure, and it was 18%. When you're looking at Erie County tax on gas, where is that money going?
I do not believe it's being reinvested in roads and bridges, that's for sure. I think it's being pulled together with the rest of the sales tax and spent on capital projects. And right now, because the sales tax has been so high across the board on things like natural gas, groceries, home goods, building supplies, the county is flush with cash, and it's time to give the citizens a break.
Do you think, regardless if it's a $2 or $3 cap, whatever passes will be approved? Do you see the county executive disagreeing with any of this?
No, I don't. I don't think he'd try to veto it. I think he'd respect our decision. Obviously, if he tried to, we'd need 8 votes to override the veto, and I think that we possibly could be able to get that done.
Now, also in discussion, as I said, talked about as much as the gas tax is the Bill Stadium. And we just talked about the Bill Stadium with our first guest, Tom Suozzi, who's running for governor. Let me just ask your opinion of everything that went down with the Bills negotiation, the deal. Are you satisfied with how everything turned out from the county's perspective?
I am. I think the county got a great deal. I know a lot of people aren't happy that we're investing $250 million in the stadium. But personally, I think it was important for the county and the city to keep the Bills here. I think the fact that the Bills are going to, the county's going to be getting out of the football business, and that we're no longer going to have to maintain our own stadium is huge for us. So it's a one-time cost. The Bills are going to be responsible for anything that goes over what the state and county has already agreed to put in. So, yeah, I'm satisfied. I think Mark Poloncarz and the team did a great job for the county.
And speaking of Mark Poloncarz, at his State of the County address, he brought back up Erie Net, you know, and that's something we have heard. I think that's something that most people in Erie County agree with and would like to see. Where do we stand right now on Erie Net and getting that through the county?
Well, with the first tranche of our money we got, we didn't include Erie Net in it, but my understanding is the thought was with the second tranche, which will be coming this year, we're going to invest a significant portion of that to put into Erie Net. And I support Erie Net. I think it's a good project.
John, before we go, let you go, anything that we should be looking for? You know, I'm always amazed. We talk about, you know, one or two things, and then you see the list of things that are actually happening at the legislature, at the county level. Anything that we might not be making the news that we have to keep our eye on?
You know what? I think right now we got our hands so full with the Bills Stadium and with the gas tax. That'll be probably stealing most of the headlines for the next couple of weeks. So right now I really don't have much else to report. But hopefully we'll have some good news for the residents of Erie County come Thursday.
Hey, makes my job easier. Legislator John Gilmore, that is a preview of what could happen Thursday. Maybe we'll be able to get back to you next week and see how everything went down on Thursday.
Sounds great.
Hey, I appreciate it. That is Erie County Legislator John Gilmore.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.